I've got a coverage problem. There's more that I want to talk about with you in the time we've got together than I can fit into my face-to-face hours with you. If you want to hear more of my message, here it is. I'd like to offer it to you in a medium in which you yourself express judgment about your responses. Filter them to the top. Express them whatever way you choose, capable of coming through your port. Processed by rotisserie in some form, the element of judging and self-sorting that's been missing. If we can supply that, we can light things up, we can become a beacon in the firmament ourselves, a message with a pulse that conveys a rhythm to the world around us, conceivably a message that could carry a long way from birth to death, poems of Walt Whitman, Leaves of Grass. Death comes to us all, so they say. We spend lives hoping for a good one, fearing the worst. Gloom goes along with doom. Or we can celebrate it. Some make it a religion, sacrifice themselves to it. Who am I to be musing about life, pretending that this is teaching evidence? What kind of imposter am I? This is a state of mind, feeling the imposter. When am I genuine? When an imposter? How does this gate in my mind work? How does it work in yours? Do I presume? Some of the feedback memos called for answers. No one asked him, Chan, Chalk was in, but several has or did answers. Not a single one, said the left. Some said it was a trick. What are the possibilities? Which hand did he put it in? I tell you, I put it in the left. I can demonstrate. Do you believe me? Am I telling you the truth, or am I out to trick you again? What is the gate that controls that judgment? Does that judgment depend on your assessment of me? And if so, in what ways? I need help to go through the responses from you, to select among those the most charming. I have not yet found a way to distinguish between those responses shared and those requested close. But where should it be to most protect your privacy? Is this a story for which you've signed up? What are the terms of engagement with it? Is your story only yours to tell? Is your permission needed for you to be a character in another's? Do we all need permissions from all the rest to include you in our story? Suppose our machine tells all stories at once. Do we imagine ourselves as a play or a character in a play? Is there some third state of mind? Or do these first two occupy the field? Is there a third state in which you're not even thinking? Playing solitaire in the back of the room, off somewhere else. One state of mind here, one state of mind there. What reality shall we create in the state of mind that we share together? This is our space. Let us create it. Should we get to do it? Shall we just get it done? Shall we see how the messages we generate together can meld together in a class, an enterprise, together to see what we can learn? When I speak to you. When I stop the recording, I am making a tape. How does my making a tape give you more freedom? What freedom does it give me? I speak to you as a teacher, interested in finding new form. I ask out of curiosity. This is new space. No class in my past has explored before. We've made forays. I have boxes of discs. But we've never had this opportunity to put it together and, like the wave at Fenway Park, take off.